Good morning. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today as we continue our study of the wonders of the Bible. Today we continue looking at the unity and harmony of the Scriptures. We want to look at the unity of style. The Bible is a very condensed collection of books, 66 total books. The creation of the universe, it is covered in two chapters, in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. It is a very condensed version. Sin entered the world in one chapter, in Genesis chapter 3. Yet, sin would forever change the plight of man and mankind for the rest of time. The birth of Jesus Christ, the central figure in God's wonderful scheme of redemption, is told in two chapters, in Matthew 2 and Luke 2. The death of John the Baptist, the one forerunner of Christ that was prophesied in Isaiah 40 in verse 3. In the original Greek, the death of this great man of God is told in seven words, in Matthew 14 and verse number 10. The whole life of Christ on earth is found in four short Gospels, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It tells us of the biography of our Lord, and the things He taught, the things He did, and the cruel death that He met upon the cross. Do you see the divine restraint upon these writers, as they were limited in what God wanted to reveal? Men give great concern about the things that God did not reveal, but we should spend more time in trying to understand the things that God did reveal. In John chapter 20, verse 30 and 31, the reasons not only of the Gospel of John, but also probably for the Gospel themselves, is given. And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of these disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you might have life in His name. How many books in our day have been written concerning the creation, the flood, the birth, the life, and the death of Christ upon the cross? Hundreds, maybe even thousands. And yet, though we have one very condensed story in 66 books of God's book, it is a complete story that is in perfect harmony and style in what it reveals. Next, I would like for you to consider the simplicity of the Bible. Let's read some passages together that emphasize this. In Mark chapter 12 and verse number 37. Mark 12, verse 37. Therefore David himself calls him Lord. How then is he his son? And the common people heard him gladly. In Luke 19 and verse number 48, Luke 19 and verse 48, and were unable to do anything, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. John chapter 7 and verse number 46, John 7 and verse number 46. And the officer answered, no man ever spoke like this man. And last, John 10 and verse number 21. John 10, verse number 21. Others said, these are not the words of one who has a demon. How can a demon open the eyes of the blind? In all of these passages, we see that the common man, the common everyday man, was able to hear, to understand, and appreciate the teachings and the sayings of Jesus. This is what God always intended. The average word in the Bible is five letters long. It is written at the eighth grade level. Why? So when read, they can understand. In Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 3 through 5, Paul would tell the church in Ephesus, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already. by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has been now revealed by his Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. You notice? Whereby when you read, you may understand. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Dear listener, God wrote the Bible in a simplistic way so that the common man could understand it. It is God's will that men understand his word. So many have been told that the Bible is too difficult, that it cannot be comprehended, that it cannot be understood. Such is a lie. The Bible can be understood by the willing and honest heart that will read it, that will meditate upon it, that will pray about it, and will put the words of the teaching to practice in their life. The following graffiti was written on St. John's University wall some years ago. And here's what it said. And Jesus said unto them, Who do men say that I am? And they replied, You are the eschatological manifestation of the ground of our being, the karma in which we find the ultimate meaning of our interpersonal relationship. What? Would God speak in such a way? And Jesus said, What? Jesus did not talk in some coded language. He cared too much about the people and making sure they understood his messages. In Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 13, Jesus made this statement. Thereby I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, Hearing you will hear and shall not understand. Seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts in turn, so that I should heal them. Do you see what Jesus is saying? It's not that they could not understand his teaching. It's not that it was too difficult to comprehend. It was their closed mind and their closed hearts. They were unwilling to accept the teaching that came from God because it did not agree with their preconceived ideals. Such is the problem today. It is not that the Bible is too difficult to understand. It is that it does not meet with the expectation and the desires of the one who is reading it. Men discuss and have been telling us for years about the contradictions that are found in God's Word. A preacher attending a seminary class, and a professor made the following statement. The Bible is full of contradiction. The preacher who was attending this particular class raised his hand and asked two questions of the professor. Define a contradiction and give us one example. He defined it as a difference. Is this correct? I think not. Let's say that two people see an accident. When asked what kind of car, one says a blue car, the other says a 1978 Chevy Impala. Is there a contradiction? They gave two different answers. No, it's not a contradiction, not if the car was a blue Chevy Impala. But there is a difference, because they both told different detail. His example, would you not give the best one you had? In the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, only two writers tell of the appearance of Jesus to two women. The other say nothing. What? That's a contradiction? That's a pretty sorry contradiction. All it proves is that these two men told the same story with different detail. That is not a contradiction. That does not demonstrate that the Bible is flawed. That is a pretty sorry example. If there is a legitimate contradiction, surely in 2,000 years someone would have found it. And yet the Bible is too simple. It is sad that you have to have help to misunderstand the Bible. The Bible is not difficult to understand. The difficulty comes in applying its teaching. The difficulty comes in accepting it as God's will for man. Just as in the days of Jesus, when Jesus came upon the scene, it wasn't they couldn't understand his parables. It wasn't they couldn't understand his message. It wasn't that he did not demonstrate his love for them. And it wasn't that he was the overwhelming fulfillment of all that the prophets wrote about him. The thing that they couldn't get over is that he did not fit their concept and what they desired in the Messiah. They were looking for a return to former glory. They were looking for a new king. They were looking for a race, a continued reign of the prominent nation of Israel. The prophets nor God promised neither. But yet in their mind, in their understanding, that's what they were looking for. The Bible was too simple. The message of God was too simple for them. It could not be that simple. It could not be the way that Jesus was telling them. The problem was not with his words, not with his teaching. It was with their prejudiced mind. The unity of style and the simplicity of the Bible are living testimony of the authenticity that these words came from God and not from men. Only God would give a story in such simple and concrete and plain and vivid terms where men could read, could understand, could comprehend, and then could apply the teachings contained therein. Let me give you an illustration. Who can misunderstand Jesus' words in Mark 16:16? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not will be condemned. What is difficult about that passage? Who is saved in that passage? I have asked many religious people over the years the answer to that question, and a number of them have told me, the one that's saved is the one who believed. Dear listener, go back and read the verse again. The only person saved in Mark 16:16 is the one that believes and is baptized. The reason that so many have difficulty with this passage is not because it's too difficult. It is not because it can't be comprehended. It is because that is not what they want to hear, nor is it what they believe. And so they look at the Bible with prejudice. They already know what they believe, so they go to the Bible to prove their belief instead of trying to learn what God's truth is for them in their life. You see, that's why the Bible is such a simple book. God wanted the common man to hear it. God wanted the common man to understand it. And he wanted it in the hands of people who would be able to apply its teaching and be able to apply it to their lives, to the saving of their soul. Unfortunately, men have sold a bill of goods to people that the Bible is a difficult book and beyond their comprehension, and only the spiritual elite have insight into what the meaning of the Bible really is. Such teaching is flawed and false. Open the Bible for yourself. Read it, study it, and you will find that you can understand it. The bigger question is, will you obey it? Will you follow its teachings, or will you be blinded by your own desire and your own understanding? Thank you for tuning in with us and your willingness to examine the pages of God's Word. We hope and pray that you will have time and opportunity to continue with us next week as we continue to examine the wonders of God's Bible. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful Lord's Day. Thank you.